This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Cleveland topped Boston 114-91. Derrick Rose has had his latest knee surgery, and the New York Knicks say he could resume basketball activities in 3 weeks. Rose had arthroscopic surgery Wednesday to repair torn cartilage in his left knee. The former MVP has been plagued by knee problems in recent years and has had surgery on both knees. In the NHL, Buffalo skated by Montreal 2-1, and it was Washington over the Rangers 2-0. Sabres forward Ryan O'Reilly called it pathetic that his underachieving Buffalo team will miss the playoffs for a sixth consecutive year. O'Reilly referred to the Sabres as not being a very good hockey team and said he's tired of losing during a six-minute session at his locker before Buffalo's home finale against Montreal yesterday. The Washington Capitals have won their second consecutive President's Trophy and their third in the last eight seasons. That gives them the number one seed throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs as they try to win it all for the first time in team history. In Major League Baseball, Boston shut out Pittsburgh 3-0 in 12 innings. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 4-1, and Atlanta edged the Mets 3-1 in 12 innings. Wednesday was supposed to be the final practice round at the Masters, but the biggest news coming out of Augusta had to do with the world's number one golfer. Dustin Johnson was trying to stay immobile Wednesday after taking a serious fall down a staircase at the home he was renting during the Masters. His agent said Johnson landed very hard on his lower back and was treating it with ice and medication. Johnson is scheduled to tee off with the last group today. Play gets underway this morning, starting at 8 a.m. The New England Patriots have re-signed veteran running back Brandon Bolden. The signing was announced yesterday by the team. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.